With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump at a huge rally in New Jersey yesterday, where there was a big crowd.
As you know, I've come here from New York, where I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
And he wasted no time in blasting the president.
The whole world is laughing at him. He's a fool. He's not a smart man. He never was.
The presidential contest featuring some sharply opposing views when it comes to taxes.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy, but Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli forces battling Palestinian militants across the Gaza Strip, including in parts of the devastated north. The military says that it cleared out months ago.
Israel has portrayed the southern Gaza city of Rafah as Hamas' last stronghold. Israeli officials say they must invade Rafah to succeed in dismantling the militant group and returning many hostages. A limited operation in Rafah has expanded in recent days, forcing some 300,000 people there to flee. But the rest of the war-ravaged territory seems to provide ample opportunities for Hamas to regroup.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. Israel has yet to offer a detailed plan for post-war governance in Gaza. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, going to church is good for your health.
And not just your spiritual health. A new report from Harvard Public Health compiles numerous studies and concludes that people who attend worship regularly feel better. The report says weekly church attendance is associated with, quote, lower mortality risk, lower depression, less suicide, better cardiovascular disease survival, better health behaviors, and greater marital stability, as well as happiness and purpose in life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. Company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but is still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light plunged last spring amid controversy and the backlash over the brand selecting Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. It has a lot of customers rattled now. Many people are very concerned. It all boils down to a court action blocking lower credit card late fees. Correspondent Norman Hall has a look at the situation and where it may be headed.
A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8, down from $32. The temporary nationwide injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman is a win for big banks and major credit card companies. They collect billions in revenue each year in late fees, and we're looking to stop the proposal from going into effect next week. Critics of the lawsuit have called the case the latest example of judicial forum shopping, where a company files a lawsuit in a friendly district in order to have a greater likelihood of getting a favorable ruling. I'm Norman Hall.
More details at srnnews.com.